Chapter 8, Habakkuk, circa 612 to 609 BC. The God who is enough. When God goes silent. God, where are you? Have you ever wanted to ask that? There are times when it seems like everything around us is hopeless and unfriendly. Nothing seems to turn out the way we thought it would, and what should be an exciting and joy-filled time becomes full of fear and hardship. Waves of uncertainty and doubt can cause us to question long-held relationships and beliefs. Continual oppression might make us not want to venture outside of our own door. And what if in the midst of such times, God seems to fall silent, while the wicked world goes unchecked? We may shy away from opening our mouths to say anything about what we see or struggle with because we're scared of what might happen if we speak out. Perhaps people won't understand and may persecute and judge us harshly. Perhaps the opposition will find its way to our front door. Even praying to God in those times can be hard if what comes back is silence. Waiting in the midst of great fear, doubt, and difficulty can be a very lonely and draining experience. We just want something to happen to show us that God has not forgotten us. Our man Habakkuk stepped up to the microphone for us, unafraid of asking bold questions to God. One commentator said of this book, "Habakkuk is indeed the Old Testament's maverick prophecy." For lots of reasons, this three-chapter book stands out among the 12 minor prophets and is loaded with great treasures for those seeking God in trying times.